When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You're listening to WRC.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
All right, hello and welcome. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Spit Fountain here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And so today, as always, we have a selection of music here for you. See, Marissa and I put together two playlists without seeing each other's playlist. And Marissa told me their theme before I put mine together. What's your theme?
My theme is songs that are picnic adjacent, songs that reference picnics, songs that reference foods you could take to a picnic.
That's good. And I knew that going in. So all of my songs are things that are happening at the picnic. Whoa. And I can describe a little scene that goes with each song as the playlist goes on. So your first track is Meet Me by the Water, mm-hmm, by Saturday Looks Good to Me.
Indeed.
And so I'm like, oh yeah, picnic by the fountain. All right, cool. And my next track is Stolen Flowers by Japanther. And it's like, oh, a table setting for the picnic. I stole some flowers from the public park. So that's where we're starting off our beautiful picnic this hour. As always, if you have a song you want to hear or you have a complaint that you want to file about the playlists that we've put together, you can always call 412-268-9700. That's the WRCT request hotline. Coming up next is Meet Me by the Water by Saturday Looks Good to Me.
Comes too soon. born to two fat parents, you have an 80% chance of being fat yourself. You have a genetic tendency to accumulate fat cells, and obviously your fat parents couldn't teach you how to eat normally. When you want it,
them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
That last song you heard before the PSA was Awesome Snacks by Awesome Snakes. That one is pretty self-explanatory, I think, how it fits into the picnic theme, but it was not my choice, so I can't really speak on that. The next song is going to be Sunkissed by Second Grade. They're a sort of indie poppy twee band out of Philadelphia. This album is pretty new. And this song is about being in the sun when it's picnic time, but also the name of the second best orange soda. I like fancy sodas more, maybe.
I want this. One wish. I want.
That last one was Burger Salad by Big Clown. And before that was Bologna Sandwiches by Glitter Pigs. The next one is Grazing in the Grass by Hugh Masekela. This song was like a radio hit, maybe in the 60s. What a beautiful picnic song.
Thank you.
right. Don't worry. You're still listening to Spit Fountain here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Let me tell you a little bit about the last tracks that you just heard. So, first from the songs that you haven't heard was Cherry Cola by BBI. That was four songs ago. Then Sugar World by The Magnetic Fields. And Pumpkin Pie by 1-800-MIKEY. Now, back to our little story of the picnic. Obviously, you got to have that Cherry Cola.
Of course.
To wash down that burger salad you might have had earlier in the hour. And now that you've had your salad and your cola, may as well have some pie.
Okay.
You know, I like pie on a picnic. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to Ice Cream City with Shonen Knife. And then we're going to lie all about in a huddle formation once we're feeling stuffed with the gobs. Then once we get hungry enough, it'll be time to start getting our saliva waterfall underway with Girk. And then we're going to go on an adventure close to home. And that's going to be with the Raincoats. Plenty of great music coming in the hour. Keep listening to Spit Fountain. In a little bit, we'll do our Spit Take segment. So stay tuned for that too. Here's Ice Cream City.
Yeah. Lisa. Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Bart, get your sixth taco. Love me.
All right, you're still listening to Spit Fountain here on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's time for our Spit Take segment. And Marissa's going to introduce the caller advice that they requested.
So the headline is, a man came to my workplace and spoke to me about wanting to apply there. He seemed perfectly normal, and then he turned around and did something extremely disturbing. If I tell my boss what he did, he will never get hired.
How horrible.
All right, on to the body of this message. So this perfectly normal-looking dude walks in and talks to me about applying. My bosses weren't around, so he just talked to me. At the moment, his chances of getting hired are very high. Then he turned around, blew his nose in his hands, and then ate it. He actually used his fingers to scoop out whatever was left in his nose and then licked his fingers like it's food. He did it without hesitation, like it's something he does every day.
What?
One more paragraph. If I let him get hired, part of his job will be handling food. I feel like for the safety of our customers and employees, I should report him. I felt nauseous for the rest of the day. But then again, I tend to get easily grossed out by little normal things, like the sight of onions. So I'm not sure if I'm overreacting here. What should I do?
I feel like neither of these people are qualified to work in a...
I agree. Onions?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like...
That's crazy.
Where was it they work?
We don't know. We can't share that on the air, but a food service.
Well, hopefully nowhere with onions.
What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Management, obviously. Promote that guy to manager. Hire him for manager position. He won't touch food anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, he has business acumen. You know, I think he's qualified. I mean, he was already going to get the job. Just give him a promotion right out the gate.
Sure.
No bullets fired.
I think they need to hire him for the line. Assuming, I don't know, assuming this is a restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
Not like a deli. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
Hire him for the line. You always need more talented chefs in R&D. He's going to transform the menu. He obviously has a taste outside of what
right.
the plebeian population.
Yeah, there's not enough snot lovers on the R&D front.
Exactly. He's going to take that restaurant, that establishment... to the next level.
Yeah. And if this is your Pittsburgh restaurant and you take our advice and you make it to the top of Pittsburgh Magazine's Pittsburgh, what is it called? The top
City
of
Paper.
City Paper, top of Pittsburgh list or whatever. If you're the number one snot restaurant in Pittsburgh in 2026, please shout out Spit Fountain, Pro Spit, speaking of, in the article. Anyways, that's our Spit Take of the week. Thanks for continuing to listen to Spit Fountain. Coming up next on our picnic-themed hour, we're going to listen to Adventures Close to Home by The Raincoats.
We'll be right back.
right, it's time to hear about some of the great music that plays on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you're listening to Spit Fountain, you say, wow, this show is really great. Where can I find more like it? Don't turn off your radio. 8 Miles High will be coming up directly after this. 8 Miles High, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's Stranger Than Known. Tune into 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. If you want to check out something on Friday afternoons, listen to The Land of Twilight with DJ Al every week, where we listen to vaporwave, video game music, anime music, ambient, komish, dub reggae, dungeon synth, city pop, and more. That's Fridays at 3 p.m. Plenty of great music. You can always find out more at wrct.org/schedule. Something sinister is afoot. I'm being told that this ain't no picnic by the Minutemen. Coming up in later in the show is some more music, but let me tell you what you just listened to. Bad Egg by the GTs. Munchies by the Shaunus and the Sinners. Shimmers, I should say. Mind Your Own Business by Delta 5. Alt Coffee by Billiam, and then 13 Tall Boys by The Gobs. And here is This Ain't No Picnic. Closing out the hour, we have two more tracks after this. Last Meal by Prison Affair and Heaven by Girls at Our Best.
that was Heaven by Girls at Our Best. What's more heavenly than going to a picnic? WRCT is the best talk show located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Thanks for listening to Spit Fountain. Keep listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm going home. Good night.
Andy, I'm Nick on the left. I'm Nick, and
hello.
That's Andy on the right.
Got it.
It depends how you're facing. But
if you're
standing next to us, looking at, if we're standing side by side and you're standing to our side and you're looking at us,